This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
Kevin Warren talking about the stadium. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And there were some pieces of news that came out over the last few days regarding it. A big one was the legislative session in Springfield has ended. And it came and went without the Bears actually getting any more public support. I don't know that they necessarily thought they were going to get it. They lobbied for it, as did the White Sox when they talked about the 78. But they're sitting in a place right now where Arlington Heights has not gotten shovels into the ground yet, and they're still trying to figure out how they're going to go from point A to B and fill in the gaps financially.
I think the biggest thing for me is just wondering what this does to the timeline as far as how far back it pushes it. Because, listen, I take Kevin Warren at his word as far as wanting to get shovels in the ground in 2025. We still have over half a year to get that done. But this seems like a big blow to their plans to not get any kind of funding by way of infrastructure or anything else out there where they have the land at Arlington Heights.
And the piece of this that we always talked about was the tax negotiation. There's more tax negotiation here. This is from the Sun-Times. The Bears had eyed so-called mega development legislation that would freeze property tax assessments for massive projects and allow them to negotiate payments with local taxing bodies. That would give the team the property tax certainty that they say they need to break ground on a $5 billion suburban development. It was always about the taxes. Just to be fair.
Oh, no. I mean, when you buy land, you want to negotiate your way to getting the best tax rate you can. And of course, if you are that county, city, whatever, you're like, hey, we're going to need our cut. Because while you are going to be doing things and maybe giving tax breaks, whatever, it's got to be something that's seen as beneficial to the residents of that area. Because as you know, building a stadium and a multiplex whatever around said stadium is going to be quite the undertaking that all the local residents now have to deal with.
Well, also, I'm just not into the concept of making the public pay for funds that you're then going to privatize for your own profit. Like, oh, so we pay for the cost and then you guys get the profit? Yes, I would be lobbying for that too if I were you, and I would move heaven and earth to try to do so. But at the end of the day, they've maintained consistency. J.B. Pritzker said at the end of the legislation, quote, this is about making this a business-friendly, job-friendly state and not specifically about the Bears. This is after the end of session press conference. Just on a personal level, I would like them to stay in the city of Chicago. Having said that, as a private business, they'll choose to do what they like. And that is the line that the entire legislative body has continued to maintain regarding all of this. We've heard different things out of Chicago City Council. I would assume that that would have been in play if the Bears wanted to be on the lakefront. But even then, it would have been met with a lot of pushback.
They're not budging because they don't have to budge because they know their constituents are like, yeah, don't spend money on the Bears. I mean, by and large, I don't care how popular the Bears are as a football team. I have said it since day one when we started talking about this. And once the vote happened in Kansas City about getting new stadium, and the taxpayers, the voters voted no, that if you brought this on a ballot, it would also be voted down and with a fury. The numbers would not look good for the Bears.
What's interesting is also when you consider the story that had come out a few days ago that J.B. Pritzker had spent $100,000 in taxpayer funds for an outside legal consultant to advise the state in discussions with the team and the Bears. But now that the legislative session has ended, I would assume that that was part of the responsibility, was in that session having those discussions.
Well, that's what's odd about this, is that there were bills up there that talked about Bear money, but nothing got anywhere. And so you're wondering not only about the outside consultants and what role they may have played in that, but just where do we go from here? And it sounds like the Bears are going by themselves for a minute. And that's kind of scary, because we know they do need to have some help, even if it's in the infrastructure, building more roads, accessibility, whatever. They need help. It's just, how long is it going to take to get said help? And is that going to impact them putting the shovels into the ground in this year?
Here's the other thing, is that we knew that this decision to stall, to try to change course after land had already been bought, to do whatever you did for the last couple of years where this land sat vacant, you were spending money. And the worst part is, you were spending money on an asset that wasn't giving you anything. It was just sitting there. That's a luxury. You might as well have had a boat, because it's about the same concept at that point. They're finally starting to talk about this now. But the 2 years that that property sat vacant, you could have been building. But you wanted to change course. That was going to cost you money. It was just a matter of how much. Should the public be on the hook for any of that, given that we still owe over $500 million on the renovations from 20 years ago?
Short answer is no.
Short
answer is definitely no. You're not on the hook for that, and you're not trying to get involved in anything else, which is going to cause tens to hundreds of millions of dollars of debt that you're going to have to figure out how to pay off down the road. Listen, we are in a different time in this country right now, with the economics being the way that they are. I thought State Representative Cam Buckner probably put it best when he talked about, you know, it's been a tough budget year, and quote, the fact that we still had $1 billion worth of transit to figure out.
Yes, that was a huge issue for the legislature.
I think tax breaks and property tax certainty and money for stadium development is not high on the list for the people of Illinois. What is high on the list is, can I get to work? Can I get to the store? Can I get home?
Right. And when you get home, it's what he calls kitchen table issues.
Yes.
You know, the things that you're trying to figure out, like how much money groceries are going to be, you know, like the transit bill is a massive, massive issue. There were a lot of actual major concerns logistically and just infrastructure wise. Here's the bottom line, is it's not our job to dictate to the Bears when they want to spend money on a stadium.
That would be the Bears' job.
And it's not our job to fill in the gaps of your budget.
You don't fill in
the gaps of ours.
Supplement it. Bears have to figure this out, and they have to have plan A, plan B, plan C for what they're doing. Now, the good news is, it's been narrowed. The focus is clearly Arlington Heights. This is where it's going to get done. It's just a matter of, how is it going to get done? How much is it going to cost? And how long will it take? And that all three of those questions, all in different ways, depend on when they start.
If you ever wanted a good example of time is money, this is it. And the time that they spent trying to, I think, unfortunately, walk back some actions that had taken place. And I know that they made some headway tax-wise in doing so. I don't blame Kevin Warren for that.
The leverage play was always in play.
I question the Bears' process and procedure overall, but that's not Kevin Warren individually. But we all knew where it was going to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've said since day one when they were talking about finding somewhere in the city, whether it was adjacent to the current Soldier Field or not, but you have the land out there. Tell me this isn't a leverage play to get whatever it is you need to get done out in Arlington Heights. Well, these are not just sports teams anymore. They are real estate companies.
And that's where you spent your money. And the thing about it is these are our opinions. But if you really wanted the actual opinion of the electorate, it would be put on a ballot. But you would have to describe exactly what you needed, which was billions of dollars from the public in order to make that happen.
It's a non-starter, not just with the people downstate, but it's a non-starter with the locals as well.
History dictates that once it gets put on a ballot, it gets voted down.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, I don't feel like that vote would be particularly close. So going forward now, I just want to know, what's the plan, Kevin Warren? Let us know. You saw that the legislative session ended. You did not get anything from that. Well, so where do you go from here?
The better question is, what's this going to cost? Because we know that you already said no to a retractable roof and cited cost concerns. I completely understand having a domed stadium. I'm sorry to be a bearer of bad news on that as well. But you do want this facility to host everything that Kevin Warren and the Bears have talked about. You do want it to host Final Fours. You do want it to host major events like WWE. Yeah, I said it. It's important. You do want it to host concerts.
Like Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
The Weeknd.
All of them.
Did Travis Scott make a secret appearance at the Weeknd concert, by the way? Like a surprise appearance? That wasn't expected, was it?
I did not see that, but I did see a lot of people. There's a lot of traffic for that Weeknd concert, let me tell you.
Dude, yeah, they performed Fiend, and I was like, oh, okay, guys. That was a surprise.
Is it bad that I didn't know the Weeknd was performing? Is that bad?
You had work to do.
But is it bad that I didn't know? I should have known.
I'm with you, Marshall. I didn't know.
I get emails, guys. I'll forward you the emails.
Where was he?
Soldier Field.
Okay, so that's my neighborhood.
That's why we're talking about it.
That's neighborhood adjacent. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I saw people going somewhere. I didn't know what was going on.
And you'd rather have that concert in a domed building. I understand that part of it. But regardless, you've got to figure out what the cost is for you. You're probably going to let a lot of other people in on the cost of this. And based on what we know about the international economy, something tells me that that price has gone up.
Price only goes in one direction.
Yesterday's price is not today's price. That has never been more true.
It's not today's price.
At least it's not Steiner math.
I love it all.
Do we have Steiner math in the system still? That's still my favorite. It's basically me trying to do math and then realizing I needed to follow the line of work of journalism and the like.
Journalism is important. Math is also important.
Also, Ray, you weren't kidding about all the puns in this Sun-Times story.
Oh, very, very football punny.
Unable to cross the goal line, I'm assuming.
Another legislative session came and went without the Chicago Bears breaking the line of scrimmage in Springfield for legislation to help them build a new stadium.
That means they got no yards.
With lawmakers scrambling to pass the state budget. I mean, they're everywhere in this thing. I actually give them credit. This is pretty good.
I appreciate
someone
it.
Someone who likes sports wrote that article, period. Because otherwise, you're not coming up with all this stuff.
Also, jackpot. You know, like, this is your time. You finally get to use all of your puns.
I like a good pun. I'm a Mad Libber and a punner.
That you are. And you're a word combiner.
Am I a word combiner?
Yeah, you are.
I like compound words, if that's what you mean. Sure.
No, you will combine words to create new fun words.
Oh, yeah. I guess that happens from time to time.
Coming up next, it's halftime.
Ooh, halftime. We got big news. Big news out here. Big news in the gaming world.
Oh, really?
Big news. We have a new cover athlete for Madden.
We do have a new cover athlete for Madden, and I'm a little bit worried about the results of this.
No!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.